President Bush will continue making his case to foreign leaders next week. He'll address the United Nations on Thursday to argue that Iraq is stiffing the world by continuing to develop weapons of mass destruction. The president is expected to ask for an ultimatum that Iraq allow UN weapons inspectors to return to the country or else. Mohammed Al-Duri is Iraq's ambassador at the United Nations, and he joins us now. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you, if the president does indeed call for your country to allow unfettered weapons inspections or face military attack, what will Iraq's response be?
You know, we have been always, with a peaceful solution. What has been said actually about the Iraqi position or capability of weapons of mass destruction is completely incorrect, is false, and I think this is just a justification to launch a war against my country.
However, at this moment in time, the question seems to be that Iraq should allow inspectors in. This has been the mandate by the international community since the end of the Gulf War. And the predicate is that it's not followed up on. There will be an attack. So why not allow them in?
Well, first of all, we never ask the inspectors to get outside Iraq. They have been asked to leave the country in 98 by the United Nations and not the Iraqi side. And from that time to right now, we do not object the return back of those inspectors at all. But before that, we want to know where we are exactly and to have a mutual understanding, a common ground for the work ahead for inspections.
Mr. Ambassador, the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has said that that is the current discussion, that inspectors should come back without Iraq's putting conditions.
That's right. We are not putting conditions. We are not raising any condition, any prior condition for those people. But first of all, we have to sit together to discuss what they are going to do and what are the facilities asked to Iraqi government to present to those people, and also what would be the situation, what would be the state of sanction on Iraq. What if those people come to Iraq, what will be the situation of the threat, American threat to invade Iraq, to wage war against Iraq? You know, these kinds of questions are legitimate, and we want to cooperate with the United Nations within the charter, within the international law, and not under threat of war against my people, against my country.
Mr. Ambassador, I was in Baghdad in 1990 and 1991. I actually witnessed standoff between weapons inspectors and Iraqi soldiers. They were often bullied, the inspectors pushed. You know that these things were often tense. How would you give assurances that inspections now would be construed as anything other than delaying tactics?
Well, first of all, as I told you, we won't to have those inspectors within a normal conditions, without pressure, without a threat, in a peaceful way, and in a cooperative way. But we want also to be assured that there is no spies in those delegations. We are very keen to have those inspections in a normal situation, without any threat, without any kind of pressure against my government, without any war. We want to discuss everything peacefully, and the United Nations work normally based on a peaceful dialogue, a peaceful discussion without any kind of threat, which is actually the case.
Mr. Al-Duri, let me ask you to consider this. The United States position has been that even if weapons inspectors are allowed in, they may not be dissuaded from evidence or arguments that you make about Iraq's nuclear capabilities. What has Iraq done to prepare for a U.S. attack?
Well, first of all, we hope that we can overcome this problem with the United States. We would like to normalize our relations with the United States. without avoiding this war, which would be catastrophic not only for Iraq and Americans, but also on the whole Middle East, perhaps on the world as a whole. We would not like to have that happened. And at the end of the day, if we would be attacked by Americans, certainly we would defend ourselves. This is our right. This is a violation of international law. This is a crime against humanity.
Does Iraq feel that it would then have the right to use chemical and biological weapons in the event of
We have no such weapons, so we would not use something we have not. Iraq is not belonging to the club of mass destruction weapons. This is headed by America and Israel. Iraq never belong in the future to that club. We will never have this kind of mass destructions. We have it in the past. We destroyed it under the control of United Nations. We will never do that.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Mohammed Al-Duri is Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations.